It's Wine O'Clock, an extra bonus bit of fun where we unwind to help you get your weekend started right. And your drunk aunties are having a gorgeous glass of Prosecco right now. Aren't we just?
We are having it. I know. I was going to have a coffee. You said, how about a coffee? What about a wine? And yeah. I said, you know me, it's Wine O'Clock.
That's such a classic auntie thing to do the thing, the pointed thing second, like the thing that she really wants to have. We could have a coffee. We could have a boring old coffee or we could have a wine.
Exactly.
And people are going, how are we high five for a bit?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, you can have a coffee. The milk's off and I burnt the beans. Do you want that or do you want a delicious ice cold wine?
I dropped all of the coffee on the floor and I scooped it up into your cup. Do you want that or do you want a wine?
I've been bullied into it. Yeah. I guess I'm going to have that one.
Twisted my arm for long enough. I'll have a wine, I guess.
Well done, Trish.
Got you good. Ron Lewis, what are you watching at the moment?
What are you watching?
You've got any goddamn recommendations for people out there? What are you watching?
I just recently finished that cult movie.
You love cults, don't you?
Woman who thought she was... Whatever, join. Yeah, I did for a bit.
Did you?
Yeah, I was in CrossFit for a while.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Are we okay?
We're okay. We're fine.
Okay. Yeah. It was very bad for me. I did it way too much. I did it twice a day.
Okay.
Wasn't good.
Yep.
Even the people in the cult were like, "Hey, you're coming too much."
Hey.
And I was like, "This." Much. I was like, "Hey." I'm trying to leave this. Get out of my way. My family was like falling to bits, and I was like, "I've got to go do a cleaner
job."
Did
you live there?
At the CrossFit place, became my family. Yeah, I was like, it was very bad. Anyway, so I was in it for a bit, so I can see why people do it.
Yeah, okay.
I watched this one. It was like a 3-part series, and it was about this woman who thought she was Mother God.
Okay.
And incredibly, she got heaps of people that believed her.
That's so good.
And she was like a chronic alcoholic. Uh-huh, uh-huh. She said she had to have the wines. Okay. So this is where I get her.
Yeah, you get
it. She had to have the wines because that was the medicine because she could feel all of humanity's pain.
Wow. So you need to knock off after that. You need to numb that pain.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. So they just gave her wine after wine after wine after wine. She smoked joints and drank wine all day.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then her legs kind of stopped working.
She's drinking too much wine and smoking
too much. And they were like.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your liver gives up. And so her ankles were the size of her thighs. And she was like, well.
Quite pretty, she sounds.
And the reason they said, well, she, of course, her ankles have blown out. She is holding the weight of the house. No, she was so skinny. Mm. So skinny. I think her thighs were bigger than her ankles. I mean, vice versa.
Sounds like old Mother Hubbard.
Bratz dolls, you know, they've got really
Bratz dolls are gorgeous. Yeah,
really good. So she and then they just kind of like gave her wine till she died. And then they didn't want to get rid of her body because they were like, she's incredible. Like she's, they thought the aliens were going to come and take her away.
Of course, yeah.
And they thought that she was communicating with Robin Williams. He was like, Robin. He was guiding her.
Mm.
Through this, so she would be talking to Robin Williams and then talking to her people who all look like reasonable people, but they all called her mum and they were like, Robin Williams has shown her this.
Okay.
Get her another wine. And so
can we get another wine? The glass is empty. As all aunties say to party.
Exactly.
My glass is empty.
Robin Rupert, my glass is empty. And then she died of both alcoholism and anorexia. But they were like, no, the aliens have come to take her.
Right,
and then
they
hid her body from authorities because they were like waiting for, and she was wrapped up in a sleeping bag and fairy lights.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they kept her body for 2 weeks before authorities were like, can we have that?
Yeah. Can we have that?
Can we have that?
Yep.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, okay, fine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I was obsessed with that one. What about you?
Is this a series?
It was, yeah, it was. I'll work out what it's called. I love that I brought it up.
It's called Old Mother Hubbard. It's called Old Mother Hubbard, just drinking wine. Because I go back and I watch a lot of shows that I loved through my childhood.
Sure.
So Frasier, I'm back on. God, I love it.
Are you like about to say, do you know what they were going to say next?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. I can finish each other's
sentences.
You called your good. We're like
that. Thank you.
We're like
really
Frasier.
Good.
We're like watching all episodes of Frasier. We're best friends.
Can I just tell you really quickly what it's called?
Yep.
It's called Love Has Won. The Cult of Mother God. It's on Binge.
Oh, great. Okay. You got a Binge subscription.
Well, I don't anymore. I had to watch it so quickly because Lucas was like, my partner, he was like, we're running out of money. Oh. We have to get rid of, we have too many subscriptions. And I was like, well, I'm only
halfway. We've only got 35.
I was like, I'm halfway through Mother God. And he was like, you better watch it. Sweet. It's finishing on Wednesday. So I was getting cramming? I was getting watching up in the morning. Watching on double speed. Yeah, I was getting more. I was on the tram. Everywhere I went, the kids were trying to talk to me. I was like, I'm watching my show.
I'm watching Mother Boy. I'm watching my program. Do not talk to mummy when she's watching her program.
Love has won. Mum has not. It's beautiful.
Mum's upset.
So you go watching back and watch Frasier. Your ones.
Do you tell you what else I'm watching?
Yeah.
Is Monk the Obsessive Compulsive Detective. God, I love that.
Yep,
Tony Shalhoub. I think he's great. Yeah. I think, you know, if he wasn't such a germaphobe, he wouldn't be solving any of these goddamn crimes. And I love that about him.
So, you respect his
process. I respect him.
His process.
I respect his process. And he has this thing with his hands where every time he goes in, he's looking at the thing and he is good. It's just because apparently this is a hot thing right here.
Where's the source?
Vogue as one of the 75 questions, which I'm going to ask you again, which we did a few weeks ago, apparently. I don't know where this goes. Anyway. But he does this cruel thing. Tony Shalhoub is a great actor. He's a very good actor. They were going to get Michael Richards, who played Kramer, to originally be him. It was made for him.
No.
And thank goodness he pulled out.
Yeah.
And they got Tony Shalhoub stepping in.
Way better. Otherwise, it would have been cancelled. Would have been cancelled. Sure.
Absolutely. So I think Tony Shalhoub is very likable in it.
Yeah.
He's quite endearing. And I just don't think.
Did you like I've never watched any Seinfeld.
You've seen Seinfeld?
I know it exists. Watched it.
Never watched an episode.
No, it was a Home and Away girl. What are you going to do?
You're only watching Home and Away. Yeah. My favorite sitcom was Home and Away. No laugh track, doesn't need it. Too funny. They couldn't record the crowd. They'd be laughing too much.
They trust us to laugh where we need to laugh.
So I've never seen an episode of Friends.
Okay.
Have you never seen Seinfeld? I've never seen Friends.
Well, I think like Friends was like, if you weren't watching Friends, you're watching Frasier.
Yes.
And if you were watching Frasier, it meant you were 80. So I do not know why you're watching Frasier.
I was an 80-year-old boy. I Benjamin Buttoned it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
and so reversed. You're now rewatching it again.
Now I'm rewatching it.
You would think it's that good.
Yeah, years.
I think I remember watching it. What was that one with Becca? What was it called, Becca?
It was called Becca.
Okay, that's all
Becca. The one with
my nan loved that one. Yeah, and so we watched
Ted Danson played Becca.
Yes.
Well, and you loved it.
Loved it. Watched it. Didn't understand a lot of the jokes.
But it was fun, wasn't it? Because he's a grumpy doctor.
He's a grumpy doctor.
There's quite a few grumpy doctors.
A sassy receptionist.
Yeah, he did. She was fun.
She was fun.
She was good. I liked her.
She just told him what to do, but she also did her job really well.
Hey, Bron, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do aunties love the most in the world?
I'll tell you. Because I know. I'm an auntie.
Yeah, you are.
You're one too. We love inspirational quotes.
We do love inspirational quotes.
Start posting them on Facebook.
Yep.
With no commas.
You don't need them.
Why? Sometimes no spaces.
We're ridiculous.
Busy.
Yeah.
What do you want? Love getting them on like some wooden kind of material and hanging them up all
love
around
hanging
the house.
Things up.
Magnets.
Magnets
hello,
are fun. Yeah, hello. Magnets.
They're fun and
tea
cool.
Towels.
Oh, yes,
if
a tea towel. Iron
them.
It though. Don't be an animal.
Definitely.
Iron it. Hang it up.
Lovely piece to hang around your house, isn't it? Now, look, I found some fun ones.
Me
and
too,
we can give thumbs up, thumbs down if we want.
Okay. Well, that works on audio.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Would you have that? I'd see an auntie have that on her wall for sure.
Like a badass one.
Like
though.
A badass one.
Like
leather
an
jacket.
Anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, an anti-vaxxer. Leather jacket and studs.
Yeah.
Lots of studs.
Really doesn't trust the government.
Really doesn't trust. What do you got? What do you got?
Okay.
You got some,
here we go. The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot.
I love
that.
Do you love that? That's fun. Because you want to be the pilot of your own plane.
Well, that's right.
You?
I mean.
I do.
Look, I'm pretty busy.
I always ask to fly my own plane.
Yeah. What do they say?
When I'm on it, they go,
what do they
please,
say?
Sir, sit down. Please. We've asked you so many
Not
times.
Again.
Please sit down.
Auntie, sir, sit down.
Do one thing every day that scares you. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
I can imagine that would be
like
on a little magnet.
Yeah.
Little magnet
also,
on the fridge.
That's not like, that's like kind of maybe like the philosophical auntie. That's the auntie that went to uni.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's not the anti-vaxxer. She's also not like the cautious librarian auntie.
No.
This
no.
is like the one who's like,
she
I know
thinker.
A few things.
I know a few things. I've been around
I know
the block.
Things.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I'm still auntie from the block.
Here we go. This is from Nicole Kidman, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's a pretty big deal. Life has got all those twists and turns. You've got to hold on tight and off you go.
It's quite nice. Thank you, Nicole. Australia's own Nicole.
Australia's Own. Also, I feel like she's talking about the times where you get access to the cockpit.
Yeah, I think she's always talking about planes.
Hold on tight.
Hold on tight. How about this one?
Okay.
Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Oscar Wilde. Yeah. Isn't that fun?
God, it's amazing how these trashy mongrels have ruined excellent quotes.
Excellent quotes.
I'm like, that's pretty nice. And he's a great.
Yeah, I'd have that in neon.
I wonder. Yeah, no, that's a neon great. Lights. Okay, if it's in neon, it's totally different. It's in neon, it's
fine. And with big lips. Neon lips. Oscar Wilde as well. Didn't Oscar Wilde say when, what was his dying words? He had something about the curtains or something.
Shut up and
take
my money.
Was it?
Oh, no, that was KFC.
That was KFC.
Oh, sorry.
Very different. Well, didn't Oscar Wilde have.
What did he say?
You're about to go or something. And he goes, not before those curtains or something.
I don't know. What did Oscar he say? Wilde's I never met him.
Final words. You didn't meet Oscar Wilde. Would have been right. Okay. My wallpaper and I are fighting a duel to the death. One or the other of us has to go.
Well, he hates his wallpaper.
Oh, it's his wallpaper.
Like on his phone?
Yeah. His phone wallpaper. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Isn't that fun? Because that's a big dying. I think he would have had those words in his back pocket. Like he wouldn't have just waited.
Oh, my God.
After that, don't say anything else.
The fluke of getting it right.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm about to die. Get that out of my pocket. I'm about to say something.
Because see the wallpaper
guys,
thing.
Guys, listen to me, pen and paper.
People are loving the wallpaper thing. Say it again, Oscar. Have you got one? Should we end on one?
I do. I've got one. It's a long one. You ready? Okay.
I love this.
Open your ears. Open your ears and your heart.
This could be on a canvas with lots of different sized words.
Yes.
I love those ones.
Yes. Some are cursive, some are capitals. I just want you to know that if you're out there and you're being really hard on yourself right now for something that's happened, it's normal. That it is what it is. It's going to happen in life. No one gets through unscathed. We are all going to have a few scratches on us. I'm still going. Please be kind to yourselves and stand up for yourself. Please. Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love that. But you don't, would you have Taylor Swift down the bottom or would you not? Would you leave it out?
No, you have to.
Are you a Swiftie?
Nah.
Nah.
My daughter is.
Yeah.
She loves her. I don't care. Like, I don't care about her? I don't care about her.
Wow.
I think enough people care about her for me to not care about her.
Yeah. I think Taylor would take that personally, though.
Okay, well, let me talk to Celine.
That's why you're so obsessed with Celine Dion.
Because
is that you saying it?
Watch it,
Celine Dion.
Because she's so good.
She is good. God, she's good.
And you know what? When Swift dies, I might care as well. But for now, carry on.
Leave us a 5-star rating or review. Send us an email. We'd love to read it out on the podcast. DearDrunkAunties@gmail.com. Or hey, maybe you want to leave us a voice memo. Finding memo. There's a Nemo sequel. Find that. Send us a little thing. It's in the show notes. Send it to us. We love it.
We're loving them so far.
Send us your own inspirational quotes.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
Maybe a minion meme. They're always fun. Drunk aunties love a minion meme. Send us a minion meme.
Yeah. Because they're funny and they're good.
Always good.
Because you can't understand what they're saying, but also you can.
They're hilarious and grumpy, and I love that. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.